Jared carefully smoothed the comforter on the bed, easing out the wrinkles with his fingers until it was perfect, the corners draping just so. The black and silver pattern complemented the wrought iron headboard, graceful filigrees of metal that belied the inherent strength of the welds. Those deceptively delicate twists and curves could withstand the enthusiastic writhings of a strong man bound to it with leather or soft rope. Jared and Jensen enjoyed trying new erotic and sensual delights together. They had an extensive collection of toys like dildos, plugs, vibrators, sensory pleasures using scented or flavored lubes, lotions, and oils were sampled. Feathers and soft floggers? Yes. Different types of bondage with various materials? Definitely. Even simple things like music or scented candles were utilized and enjoyed by the lusty pair. Tonight, Jared couldn't wait until Jensen arrived at their love nest. They maintained separate apartments for appearance's sake, in reality spending their time together at one or the other's home. But they had a special little studio apartment just for the two of them to hide in together, where they could shut out the world of filming and cons and fake girlfriends, a world where they could fuck and laugh and sleep together, where they never had to worry about anything but their own passions and desires. And Jared had a new treat in store for tonight. The door opened and Jensen came around the finely carved wood screen they had by the doorway just to mask the bed in case anyone ever stepped in by surprise. Jared had heard the bolt slide home, so he got up immediately to greet his lover. Jared was wearing a new velvet robe, soft and light, the fabric caressing his naked skin delightfully. He'd checked himself out in the cheval mirror they had in one corner, and he thought the rich russet color brought out the blue-green of his eyes as well as enhancing the chestnut in his dark brown hair. He always wanted to look his best for his lover during their special time here. "Hey, baby," Jensen said before kissing Jared. You smell so good. Tastes good, too." They kissed again, tongues slowly twisting and sliding as their mouths pressed hotly together. "Come on, Jen, we're all ready." Jared drew Jensen over to the bed and quickly but tenderly undressed his lover. Jensen had the easy task of simply untying the sash of Jared's velvet robe and letting it slide off that sculpted body to pool on the floor. Jared could barely restrain himself as he waited for Jensen to turn the textured satin comforter back and see. "Jared, are these... did you really? Wow!" Jensen ran an appreciative hand over the silk sheets hiding under the comforter. They were black, midnight black, black like a witch's cat, and as soon as he'd seen them, all Jared could think about was how Jensen would look spread out on them. How the depth of that black would set off Jensen's creamy skin, the pale golden hair on his arms and legs, the dark blonde of his head as it rested against the pillow. How the dark, flushed pink of his cock and balls would radiate warmth as they contrasted from the cool, cool black. It lived up to his dreams and more. He was grateful to already be naked because his cock was straining towards his lover like a sexual dowsing rod, seeking the nexus of his desire. Jared was a simple man at heart. He tried to live fairly, love his fellow man, do his best work, and he sure knew when to obey his dick. "Jared," murmured Jensen, reaching his arms out as Jared lowered himself on top of his body. "You weigh more all the time," he complained playfully. Jared knew how much his lover truly appreciated Jared's strength, the muscles he worked so hard for. Jensen was a big, strong man himself, and Jared was the only one who'd ever been able to manhandle him. And then there was the massive size of Jared's cock. Yeah, baby, I'm here, he whispered, brushing his lips against Jensen's plump ones, breathing Jensen's warm musk in deeply. Did you come prepared? 'Cause I just want to sink right into you. Want to fuck you against these gorgeous silk sheets, wrap them around us, and... He stopped speaking. In trying to get into position between Jensen's tempting thighs, Jared had lost his footing and slid right down onto Jensen's belly. Oof! Gasped Jensen, and not in a sexy way. He pushed against Jared's rippled abs, also not in a sexy way. Those huge biceps were strong, and right now they were pushing into Jensen's tummy. Okay, sorry. Jared rolled off Jensen, and they lay side by side for a moment, catching their breath. Jensen grabbed Jared's shoulders and got on top of him, his strong thighs gripping Jared's narrow hips. You just lay there, you big moose. I'll do all the work. He started stroking Jared's erection, swollen with blood and dark red now as it danced under Jensen's hand. Jared moaned and his eyes rolled. No one had ever been firm with him like Jensen. His past lovers had been too petite or too intimidated by his size to boss him around. Jensen had no compunctions about taking charge, and Jared loved it. Get on me, Jen, please. Want to be inside you, Jared pleaded, his hands massaging Jensen's thighs. He slid them around that perky, tight ass he loved to plow, his long fingers searching for that beautiful pucker that only he had access to, that Jensen had saved just for him. Before the relationship with Jared had started, Jensen had topped exclusively, unwilling to ever allow anyone inside his body. Now, they happily switched as the mood took them, both enjoying entering and being entered by their lover. Yeah, yeah. Jensen raised himself above Jared's cock, aiming the fat head at his hole. Are you ready? I don't want to hurt you, Jared managed to say before Jensen began lowering himself down. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. His hands tightened on Jensen's hips while Jensen continued pushing himself down, mouth wide open and head lolling back as he impaled himself on Jared's shaft. Fuck, boy, what devil's deal did you make to get this monster? Jensen gasped, finally seating himself and stilling. He breathed deeply as Jared gritted his teeth and fought to restrain himself from thrusting up madly. He knew Jensen could take him, but he also knew he needed a minute to adjust. It was difficult when Jared felt himself encased in Jensen's tight, scorching channel. 98.6 degrees had never felt so hot. Jared slid a hand from Jensen's hip to his cock, bobbing pink and hard above Jared's belly. He trailed his fingers down the dark line of hair leading from his navel to his groin, teasing the slit with his forefinger before rubbing the nerve bundle beneath the crown. Jensen groaned, "You fucking cheater." He began to raise up and slide down slowly, still accommodating to Jared's length and girth, hands on Jared's hip to balance himself. He began to move faster, letting himself drop to thump against Jared, smiling smugly as Jared started panting with each drop. Fuck! Jared gasped, his hips beginning to rise up and meet Jensen, thrusting up harder and harder. Now Jensen was panting. He moved his hands to Jared's thighs, then onto the bed, leaning back and arching his back, blatantly displaying himself to his lover while his hips churned and swiveled on Jared's cock. Jared lifted his head. He loved seeing his dick pumping in and out of Jensen's hole, filling him up, seeing the shine as the lube smeared all over. Ah! Jensen yelled as his hand slid out from underneath him. He fell flat against Jared's legs, Jared's cock popping out of his hole and smacking Jared hard in the belly. Shit! Yelped Jared, grabbing his errant penis, curling up from around the bed to huddle over himself. Sorry, sorry, panted Jensen, sitting up. Oh, are you okay? I'm so sorry. My hands just slid right out from under me. Jared nodded, examining his organ. Yeah, I'm okay. Fortunately, you were on the upswing. He gave himself a few quick pumps with his fist. Yeah, I'm good to go. Come on, baby. I'm still so hard for you. Come here. He grabbed Jensen and pulled him up chest to chest, using one hand to insert himself back into Jensen's twitching hole, pistoning inside in short, hard thrusts. Jensen grunted in harsh rhythm, raising himself on his elbows on either side of Jared's head. He kissed Jared, tongue-fucking him hot and sloppy before going all the way up on his hands. Jared knew how much Jensen loved watching him lose it. Jensen had described how his face went slack with pleasure, his eyes widening and then slamming shut when his orgasm hit. Jensen raised his hips, telling Jared wordlessly to just slam into him more, more, more. And then Jensen face-planted full into Jared as his hand skidded across the mattress. Ah, fuck! Jared yelled, reflexively pushing Jensen off him. Oh, shit! He felt his nose, checking to make sure it wasn't bleeding. It just tingled badly, and his lips felt a little swollen from the impact. He turned to Jensen. Oh, Jen, sorry, sorry, are you okay? He cupped Jensen's face in his hands, examining it for any damage. Yeah, I'm okay, I'm sorry. My hands, they just went. I was getting off on watching you, and then your nose was in my mouth. Jensen stuck his tongue out. They hugged each other with a chuckle, reassured that no one was injured. Jared's erection had flagged, but a little sucking from Jensen's wicked mouth had him fully restored in a matter of moments. They'd both been so close that they were quickly back on track, holding each other tightly as their dicks rubbed together between their bodies. Little wet smacks and throaty purrs filled the air as they rutted harder and harder, hips gyrating and canting as they pursued their climax. Jared was still under Jensen, arms wrapped around his lover tightly. Swinging a leg over, he rolled them so he could bear down on Jensen even harder, finish them off, so close, just right. Thump! Both men hit the floor, separating as the impact jarred them, bones and muscles protesting at the unexpected fall. They cursed as they sorted their limbs out, sitting up and gingerly rubbing the bruised areas. What the hell was that? Asked Jensen. Jared shook his head. I don't know. Not like I haven't rolled us like that before. Bed didn't get any smaller. He stopped. Yeah, I do know. Getting up with a grimace and one more curse, he grabbed the sheets. It's these fucking silk sheets. He began ripping them off the bed. What? How is it? Comprehension dawned on Jensen's face, and he began to help Jared. Moments later, the beautiful, cool black silk sheets were in the corner of the room. Jared grabbed a blanket from his closet shelf and threw that over the mattress. There, he said. That ought to take care of it. Now get the fuck up here and let's do this. He grabbed Jensen and half tossed him onto the bed, growling like a caveman. Jensen met him with open arms. Jay, that was so sweet you got us silk sheets. He kissed Jared thoroughly, pulling their hips together and resuming rutting against him. Now fucking make me come, and if you ever buy those slippery little bastards again, I'm cutting you off for the rest of the season.